Thank you.
Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-7, Howard and Vicki Barker.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 2.45 acres into two lots, and a waiver from the street design requirements, located east of Route 5, 3,400 feet north of Road 47. And I would just ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC comments that were received by October 25th of 06 will be made a part of the record.
Okay, sir. All right, then. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, Howard Barker, 2137 Run, Harbison Road, Harbison, Delaware. All we're trying to do is cut, it's a little under 2 acres. Each lot would be just a little under an acre. We'd like to, and plus have a 50-foot right-of-way so we can come in off the road. We want to give one lot to our daughter to give her and her husband a start, you know. And the other lot that's going to be right on Route 5, we'd like to sell it to a friend to help pay with all the payments of doing all this. We, a few years back, we gave my son a lot so that him and his lady could get a good start going and everything. It's just a way to help the kids out, and that's all we're trying to do. The 50-foot right-of-way is not going to be an extension for a future subdividing. I don't want that. That's my woods. You know, that's all we're trying to do.
All right, sir. Well, sounds like you're a pretty generous set of parents there. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
Somebody's got to help them.
Well, that usually would be mom and dad, wouldn't it? Mr. Burton, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Mr. Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Lang?
You asked for a waiver in the street design requirements. You better explain that to the commission, what you're asking for. You're asking that you not have to pave that or put crusher run on that road. Is that what you're asking for?
As far as I know right now, that for just what we're doing, like crush and run or something equal to that, is fine. I mean, we're going to have a swale to it to go to the, you know, the main ditch along Route 5 and all that. But I didn't see, you know, it's just going to be my daughter living back here and her family. I didn't.
That right-of-way is intended to serve the two lots and yourself?
Yes,
if
I can.
Or do you have other frontage?
Well, actually, we would like to bring our driveway in and make it a horseshoe, a complete horseshoe like that onto it.
But you have other frontage along Route 5?
Yes, we have, it's what was our old home right on Route 5. I'm not real certain.
You're only going to be basically serving possibly yourself and these two lots.
Right, right.
The ordinance would require that you put, unless you get a waiver, 20 foot of areas provided for roadway, crusher run.
Crush and run.
Yeah, unless you ask for a waiver, you're asking that it not be required to be crush and run unless you so choose.
Oh, no, I'm fine with crush and run or anything suitable to that. You know, I'm fine with that. I plan on taking care of it myself anyway.
That's the only question. I was just trying to determine what the waiver was for because it's only required to be crush and run because it's only two lots.
I don't need a waiver.
Well, if he wanted to use pea gravel or wanted to use clamshells, he would have to have a waiver. That's the only reason I was asking the question, to verify.
I was planning on using the pulverized concrete if I could.
We got pulverized concrete now, too. That's a possibility.
Is that a crusher run?
Well, yeah.
That'd be a waiver, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The ordinance says crusher run or something or similar. So. That's all I have.
Matter to me.
Put something down. You're going to be sorry if you don't, so.
Yeah.
Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No, it's not so much a question as a statement. What I would suggest, and I can't recall if it was submitted, you're going to have your daughter owning lot 2, you're going to maybe be using this for yourself and somebody else, who knows who, you know, because you're going to sell it to a friend maybe, but a friend may sell it to somebody else on lot one. I would get some agreement in place that's recorded that says how that's going to be maintained. So everybody knows.
Right.
You don't want to end up with a fight, you know, 5 years down the road about who's got to pay to put another layer of crush and run down.
Oh, right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. That would be a deed restriction, required your approval to, if it's approved.
Well, that's true. In fact, both of those lots could end up belonging to someone else, and then you would have you would be stuck with that situation. So now, while it's easy and it's all family, it would be a real good time to get that kind of agreement in place, and that way, you know, you nothing to worry about, because, you know, sooner or later, you're all going to die, and, you know. Probably not all at the same time, though. So somebody's going to be left having to deal with whatever's left over.
Right.
You know, I'm not always this positive and sunny, but I try. All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-7, Howard and Vicki Barker? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-7? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.